You might think that a bill that would outlaw something that doesn't even take place in Oregon might sail through the legislature, but that isn't the case for a measure that would prohibit greyhound racing. The sport died out more than a decade ago in the state, but an attempt to ban it for good is having trouble getting across the finish line. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
Out of the gate, the bill looked like a winner. Democratic State Rep. Shamia Fagan told her colleagues on the House Business and Labor Committee she was sponsoring a bill to ban greyhound racing on behalf of two very important constituents, her dogs. One is named Maggie.
Also known in our house as Magaroo, Magaroo, Magaroo-roo-roo, Magaroo, Magaroo, Magaroodle-doo, and Loki, also known as the god of mischief, or also known as Big Old Nugs.
Maggie and Loki aren't greyhounds, but Fagan says it's her love of dogs that led her to sponsor the bill to ban greyhound racing. Later came Scott Beckstead. He's a lobbyist for the Humane Society of the United States. His testimony had a sharper edge. He told lawmakers that greyhound racing is unimaginably cruel and described industry practices that he said led to massive death and suffering by greyhounds. And he said the people who like the sport aren't that great either.
The crowd that tends to frequent dog tracks is a notoriously rougher crowd than what you see at the horse tracks.
It turns out at least two of the lawmakers on the committee used to attend races at the now-shuttered Greyhound track just outside of Portland. Some of them even put down a bet now and then. This is Democrat Margaret Doherty.
I actually got tuition to go to school one evening at the Greyhound, the Multnomah Kennel Club.
For the bill, that testimony could have been a bit of a stumble, but a few weeks later it was back on track, headed for a vote. Then Representative Doherty wavered. She called the measure a solution looking for a problem, and she didn't want a yes vote to make it sound like she was against greyhound racing.
To characterize this as a humane bill that is, you know, the savior of animals and this kind of thing would absolutely be wrong and untruthful.
But Humane Society lobbyist Scott Beckstead insisted it was about saving dogs. He once again listed a litany of grievances against the racing industry. And then GOP Representative Jim Widener challenged Beckstead's claims from the first hearing.
When you came in and you lied to us earlier with your testimony for us to believe.
Committee Chair Paul Holvey called Widener out of order.
You cannot impugn somebody's integrity by saying they are a liar. He may interpret facts differently than others, but you do not call people liars in this committee.
Holvey called for a break in the hearing, and when the committee came back, the measure that would ban greyhound racing in Oregon was gone. Its sponsor, Shamia Fagan, thinks she knows why.
Suddenly the bill became about that person's testimony instead of about the fact that we should join 39 other states in banning this, you know, this form of gambling in Oregon.
Fagan says it's not clear whether the measure will be resurrected, but she says perhaps it doesn't matter that much after all.
Because we haven't had a greyhound track operable in 10 years, there won't be greyhound racing in Oregon, whether this bill passes or not. So we were just trying to actually take it specifically off the books, the statute that allowed greyhound racing.
The racing industry never sent anyone to Salem to testify against the bill. The National Greyhound Association submitted a letter suggesting that the measure was a thinly veiled attempt by anti-racing groups to put pressure on lawmakers in the handful of states where racing still exists. The nearest state with an active greyhound track is Arizona. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.